When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish.
The podcast that feels so spunky, it doesn't even need a bukkake.
Oh, spunky, no. No, like, oh, God. Oh,
spunky, spunky, I'm feeling spunky.
Or like Spunky Brewster. That's the show you didn't know you needed in your life.
That's the porn parody of nothing.
I'm Never Mike mind. Johnson. And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today, hey, Kyle.
Hey, Mike.
We're not going to talk about what our topic is yet because it's a live show and that's what we do on live shows.
But you know what we are going to talk about?
We're going to talk about it's our birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Right. I was gonna do like an exciting reveal as if, ooh.
We're a live show.
You're going to do an exciting reveal of champagne.
Yeah, this is going to make great audio later. But for those of you that are on Facebook Live watching us on the video, I'm opening up a bottle of very cheap Prosecco from Costco. So, woo!
Okay. Happy birthday!
Happy fourth birthday, Gayish. That's why we're here. That's why we're live.
That's why we're queer. Yeah, for those cheers. with
cheers, everybody.
Some of us having water and. For those listening at home, for those consuming this as a podcast, the way it got intended, we are recording virtually right now. So we are doing a live stream from our respective homes. So,
yeah, Kyle, did you? Oh, hey, Kyle.
Oh, hey, Mike.
You had the bubonic plague or something?
I felt bad and was like, great, got COVID. It's kind of like HIV nowadays. Like anything, you know, before I was like, oh, I had sex, I have HIV. Like, and so I started to feel bad and I was like, oh, I have Corona. So I went and got a test. I do not have Corona, but
whatever you got, I also don't want. So I was like, you stay the fuck at home.
Well, yeah, then I have to remember like, oh, regular sickness also exists. Like, oh, no one can catch Corona from me. Well, like, but regular sickness is a thing that you have to think about. And yes, no one wants to catch that. So whatever I have, I'm over and feeling better. That's why I'm so spunky.
Yeah, great. Right. Yeah. You don't even have to shower because you're not leaving the house. You're definitely spunky. Okay. So just to remind everybody how to participate. So we have fucking Dan with us here today. Thank goodness. And he is going to be on the lookout for your comments on the Facebook Live page. So if you have comments, questions, concerns, want to participate, type there and he's going to pay attention and alert us when something awesome is going on. Please be sure to put your gayest and straightest in there because we want to pick one or several of your gayest and straightest sisses for the end of the show. You also are welcome to join us if you are listening to us live here today for a Zoom after party once the show is over. You can get that information either from our Discord server or by joining our private Facebook group, The Gayish Community. That's it.
If you're listening to this podcast later, join the Gayish community so you can stay updated and be in on the inside, just where you want to be.
Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna reveal the topic, but first,
news.
The news. Here we go.
Let me gear up for my news.
Yeah.
Theme jingle.
Wait, Kyle. Wait. I know your throat is spunky, but we need to talk first. Because...
Yeah, now I'm just trying to clear out some junk that I swallowed. I guess it's my own, though, because I... Anyway.
Yep.
Go on.
So we are going to announce the winner of the news theme show contest. But first, I need to apologize to everybody that for, like, technical reasons, I can't play the submissions and go through them. So we're going to go through the whole, like, the things that were submitted and how we selected the winner on next week's show when there's time to actually, like, edit it in and not be doing all of this shit live. But just so everybody can be super happy, the winner of the news theme song contest is, drumroll please, Great. Andy Bainline, Bonline, Boneline, B-O-E-H-L, no, B-O-E-H-N-L-E-I-N. Just, of course, I...
Olin?
Boneline? Boneline. I'm going to go with Boneline. Bonobo-line.
Yay!
Andy Boneline is the winner of the Gayish theme song contest. And it's adorable. And he was walking his dog in a video and like saying into his phone. It's I'm gonna redo it, but it's gonna be fantastic. You just wait and see.
Do you want to break off a piece of it here, Mike?
Shut your ear holes. It's time for your shut your mouth hole. It's news for your ear holes. News, something like that.
That is perfect. It's not as good as the things I came up with, but it's almost there. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Also, apparently people didn't read the rules because we got submissions from fucking Dan and my mom and my brother. Like none of those people are eligible. You dirty fuckers. But it was lovely. We'll play some of those as well.
They're trying to steal the election. The election has been stolen.
Okay. Time for the news.
Actual. Thank you to everyone who submitted things, and we'll play and listen and laugh more.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Okay, so news the first. Anti-LGBT plus preacher Franklin Graham has been...
Oh, wow, we had so much fun just now, and we're right in it. Okay,
well, look, Kyle, just because it's Timmy's birthday doesn't mean that natural disasters don't happen, right?
Doesn't mean he doesn't have severe scoliosis.
It's important that Gayish remembers that the world is still shitty, even if you're four.
Great. Can't wait. Okay.
Anti-LGBT plus preacher Franklin Graham has been in a legal battle with the city of Blackpool, England, for a couple of years now. Basically, he had some advertisements on buses in Blackpool to promote his Lancashire Festival of Hope with Franklin Graham. And then him being an extreme fuckface asshole dickbag, religious nutcase, they stripped his ads off of the buses. So he sued them. And he began legal proceedings against Blackpool Borough Council and the transport company, claiming that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association had been discriminated against on the basis of religious belief. Now, 2 years later, a judge has ruled in Franklin Graham's favor. Judge Claire Evans ruled that the defendants had indeed, quote, discriminated on the ground of religion against the claimant. Sorry about it.
Wait, that's bad for us.
That's bad,
right?
For us. It was a 35-page judgment, and she said that the council demonstrated an aversion and opposition to the particular religious beliefs of Franklin Graham and a partiality for the opposing view, and added that the defendants had a wholesale disregard for the right to freedom of expression possessed by the claimant. So
that gives me vibes of in the cake baking lawsuit. It was not a, I forget what it's called, widespread, big sweeping ruling, because it was more like, hey, in this one meeting with the Colorado Commission, you were really anti-religious. And they were, in fact, like, I read some of the things they said, and they were very against religion in it. So, like, that gives me the same vibes.
Yep, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Also, he is a dickbag, fuckface asshole. Why should his bullshit be allowed to be on city buses? I mean, he preached at Donald Trump's inauguration, previously claimed that LGBT anti-discrimination laws will mean that, quote, your children, your grandchildren will be at risk to sexual predators and perverts. He said that a LGBT inclusive sex education course was like Sodom and Gomorrah. Claimed that there had been a moral 9/11 in America due to homosexuals. Anyway, he is a horrible person, and I hope he dies. News the next.
Sure, great.
News the next. So a plane dropped a pink cloud in a gender reveal stunt. Then it fell into the ocean, killing two people.
I don't know that you should laugh so heartily at this story, but I understand why you are.
A small plane arced over a blue lagoon near the Caribbean Sea, flying low above a family in a boat As they clapped, it released a pink cloud into the sky and to show that it was a girl. And then the small aircraft plummeted into the Nchupte Lagoon off the east coast of Cancun. And both the pilot and the co-pilot were killed in the crash. And this is just a perennial reminder, everyone. Maybe just first, don't be all celebratory about what genitals your unborn infant has. But if,
yeah, and with their dying breath, the pilots whispered, "Vagina," and everyone was really creeped out by it.
But then, if you're going to, if you just gotta scream to the world, penis or vagina, then maybe don't blow shit up or fly it on a plane or just like light things on fire. Like just balloons will be fine.
Were the pilot and co-pilot, were they like involved in the family or were they hired by them? This changes how I feel about it dramatically, even though I generally don't like it when people die, but
yeah. Still. Let's see.
These are the parts where I cut out Mike reading an answer to my question.
They hired it done. The municipal police later confirmed that the two men, who the pilot and the co-pilot, died in the crash, and they were, it was a white Cessna, apparently, and they worked for Zomex, a aviation company that offers commercial, recreational, and cargo flights in the Riviera Maya and the country's southeast area.
Not that I want anyone to die, but it sucks that, like, it's just the people they hired. It's not like it's the people that were staging this.
Yep. It's not even.
But still.
And
gender reveals don't.
I mean, there are lots of gender reveal celebrations that light wildfires. This is the second fatality already this year related to gender reveal celebrations.
In
February, a 28-year-old father-to-be died after the homemade incendiary device he was preparing for his gender reveal celebration in New York malfunctioned inside of his garage.
Damn.
Like, oh, God. Okay. I'm going to move on now. Do you have any more to say?
The reveal is not only the gender, but also the mom's a single mother now.
Oh, God.
Surprise.
Surprise. Oh, no. Oh, we know we're going to hell, Kyle. I don't know why we even.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
News
okay.
The last. I know this could have gone into like feedback or corrections or whatever, but it is the ongoing news story. The ongoing story of Lil Nas X's Montero Call Me By Your Name video. There's a whole other news roundup in the last week since we talked about it.
Oh.
So number one is that it's number one in the UK. The Lil Nas X Montero Call Me By Your Name is number one in the UK. And according to Chart Data, which is it's at Chart Data on Twitter, it will very likely be debuting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 day after tomorrow. So it will likely be number one in the US and the world as well. So it's doing real, real good.
UK, the world's runner up prize.
Right. Sorry, UK people. the next little part of this news roundup. Unfortunately, when Nike sued him to stop him from selling his Satan shoes, they have prevailed in that at least initial lawsuit and have successfully enjoined him or whatever. They have an injunction. He can't do that no more. While they're straight and getting everything out, he can't sell those shoes anymore.
Okay, I support Nike.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah.
Like,
if people don't know, took these Nike shoes with the Nike swoop and everything, added a pentagram and some human blood to them, and then was selling them, and they sold out very, very quickly. And
all orders placed by fucking Dan himself. He said something with blood. you can't buy a manufacturer's product, a bunch of them, and then resell them, misleading people into thinking that the company's sponsoring it and earn value off of their brand. Like, that's, I mean, I know that lately I've pushed away further and further left, but there are still some things I'm like, no, like, that's Nike's IP.
Okay, but as someone pointed out, you can do whatever you want on Etsy. Like, why is this different than just Etsy at a grander scale?
I don't think people, well, I don't know. I assume because Etsy's on a much smaller scale than a, like, you know, the runner-up number one songwriters selling, like, shoes after his big premiere. Like, that's different than, like, Grandma Ethel knitting a, you know, a pentagram that says Satan's rocks, whatever.
All right. All right. Oh, and last but not least, alert listener. Oh, fuck. I didn't write down who it was. Well, one of you brilliant assholes pointed out to me that if you take the part of the Lil Nas X video where he's on trial, he's wearing pink and he's being put on trial by the blue people. And it's a big statement about, like, gender norms. But then there's, like, a crowd full of people made out of stone. And then they start throwing things at him. Is it you're aware of this? If you slow it down, and I did it this morning, it is super awesome. If you slow it down and pause it a couple of frames, what they are throwing at him are bejeweled glass dildos. Butt plugs, butt plugs, butt plugs, butt plugs. They're little flanged glass butt plugs that they're throwing at him. I fucking love it.
He thought about everything.
Like,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, what?
Oh, I had a different thing
to
say.
Go for it. That's the news.
Oh, update number four.
Okay, great.
I found on Reddit, someone posted a web browser game they made out of this where Lil Nas X is falling down to hell and there are stripper poles you can get to slow him down. There are coins. They're like these little, I forget what they, like little things that kill you. So you have to like fall down to hell and dodge all the like evil things.
That's great.
I retweeted it because it was like so good.
That's fantastic. I love it. I'm going to, I'll download it after we get done.
You don't even have to download it. You just need a browser capable of internet.
Awesome. Awesome possum. Well, that's the news.
Speaking of the internet, the following people got on the internet and supported us with their money. How do you feel about that now? Irrelevant, because it's too late. So the following Patreon members, I want to thank Minority Report, our friends at Minority Report. Aww. They're like, I guess podcast supports us, which is really
thanks,
sweet.
Guys, but now we have to return the favor or we're assholes, right?
Yeah, we don't. Dominic Lavorente, Robert Connolly, and...
Oh, bitch.
For the hi, bitch. And for the first time ever... Anonymous.
Phenomenon?
Nope. you mispronounced that. Anonymous. The name is not anonymous. The person wishes to remain anonymous.
Great.
So if you want bonus content episodes, shit, you'll get a after this live episode, if you're listening live, then fucking Dan will do his Patreon segment. So you'll get that, just everyone can listen to that. But those are what you usually get as a bonus if you sign up at the $5 and up a month level. So if you want to sign up, patreon.com/gayishpodcast.
Yeah, do it. All right. Well, before we announce the topic, just let's throw it to fucking Dan real quick and see. People have arrived. People are chatting. People have questions, concerns.
And if no one's there, don't tell me, make it up.
No, lots of people, lots of chatter, lots and lots of happy birthday greetings from Jeff and Justin and Grayson and Felix and Charlie and Chase the math teacher. And Alan James specifically said, ready to ride the e-bussy of birthday celebrations. Great. Happy fourth birthday to the three gayish lads who kept me sane through 2020, along with Animal Crossing.
I was going to say, it was bad and then got good and then got bad again. I guess you can stay, but you're on shaky ground.
There were also lots of congratulations for Andy for winning the new Steam contest. I did a little quick research based on the spelling of his last name, and I believe it is Bainlin.
Bainlin. All right.
Yeah.
I like Boneland or whatever you said.
Boneland. Phone line. I think it's Bainlin, but you never know. And then one other thing, Bobby is listening, and Bobby, who likes to put his hand inside my ass, he wanted to let you know that sneaker modification is actually super common. Nike's just pissed because this one made them look bad. So
Or does it make them look awesome? Like, it makes them look bad for not coming up with it?
Yeah. I feel like last time they had press was Michael Jordan was selling their shoes, so.
Okay, I'm willing to reconsider, unlike most Republicans. That brings us to, actually, Mikey. You were going to next. Was the one that advised you, like, we could just bring it up next time, but then I just brought it up. So
great. Okay. Yeah. There was actually the Republican episode. There was a lot of feedback. First of all, a lot of people wrote that they couldn't listen to the whole thing, which I feel bad about giving them PTSD.
I think that's fair. Just pick, just do what makes you happy. And sometimes that's not us, and that's okay.
But then there's some very, very specific feedback from me about the backfire effect, which I don't want to go into right now because I need some time to digest it all and come up with my response. But thank you for the feedback, as always, and I just need to do some more studying and come up with a better discussion of it at a future date. Yeah. So
to make sure you don't have your own backfire effect.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh my God, what if the backfire effect made you have a stronger backfire effect on the study of the backfire effect?
Man.
Okay.
You want to...
Oh, sorry.
Should we announce the topic?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I don't know how... We have a slight delay, so it's going to be like... How we're going to end up fucking it up, but I'll count us down, and then we'll say it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1... Foreplay. It's our fourth birthday, so ultimate dad joke. We're going to talk about foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the good news is that I did not forget it was foreplay and accidentally start researching foursomes.
Oh.
So I have to start over today. Oh. So that's great. That's really, really great news.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Mike, when we started our podcast, there were no other gay podcasts.
Zero.
Zero.
None whatsoever.
We were the very first.
We blazed our own trail. Our own treasure trail. We shaved it.
Just like Harry's blazed their own trail because there were no other razors before they existed.
Right. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, decided to do something better.
I use Harry's and it gives me a smooth, fresh looking face when I shave around my beard, and I really like their products.
Yeah, I do too. The razors are really, really good, but also I enjoyed the body wash. I think it smells super awesome. I use the fig flavor pretty regularly.
Well, if you want to get in on the action, don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 set for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
Yeah, it's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
That's harrys.com/gayish for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, get it.
Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do. Yes, it was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation.
Do you want to start talking about foreplay?
Yep, I want.
So if I say foursomes at any point, then I mean foreplay.
Okay, great.
Foursomes is basically foreplay.
That's Kyle style. That's Kyle level.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's just start with a little exploration of not. I mean, you can't do the history of foreplay because animals. Some animals do it. Thanks, bonobos. But
I had a little bit of my brain that was like, are you going to do the history of foreplay? Foreplay began when one curious man said, what if I cared about her instead?
And so it happened in 1960 for the first time. I want to talk about what is foreplay, because it turns out that it's actually a pretty difficult thing to nail down. The Wikipedia article, good place to start as always. Foreplay is a set of emotionally and physically intimate acts between two or more people meant to create sexual arousal and desire for sexual activity. Although foreplay is typically understood as physical sexual activity, non-physical activities such as mental or verbal acts may in some contexts be foreplay. Foreplay can mean different things to different people. And that's framing the first parts of this discussion here.
Emotional is not a word I expected to. It makes sense now that you say it, but that's not a word I thought would be in the definition of
yeah,
this.
Absolutely. And to everybody on live stream, on the chat, I would like you to weigh in, please, if you could write us what counts as foreplay to you, so we can talk about it in a little bit. But first, I'll start with you, Kyle. What do you have a personal working definition of foreplay and what it means?
I, in thinking about this, think that designating things as foreplay is now dumb because of kind of the question mark that you're establishing. And something that I was reading as I was researching the correct topic eventually is that like so much of the definition of sex is based on a penis and a vagina. I guess we've talked about that a lot, but then the things that happen before a penis enters a vagina would be the foreplay part. But you know, as sex progresses and we realize that it's not just that, then it gets way murkier. So, I mean, I think like foreplay, I would say, I don't know, the stuff before the big event, which like the big event could be like anal sex. It could be like a long blowjob that gets them to come is like the big thing that you're doing because you're just oraling or like, I don't
oraling?
Know.
Oraling?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Oraling.
Oraling.
The act of to oral. One who orals.
I totally agree with you that the concept of foreplay seems a little like heteronormative. Like that wasn't in the definition here, but it does seem like the whole thing is the stuff that you do before the penis goes in the vagina. So you think about like, even if you say it's the stuff before the anal sex in a gay male context, that still is just very, very like penetration specific.
But yeah, like when you really start to get into like heavy blowjobbing, like that to me is like now we're
it was oraling.
It's both, Mike. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Great.
I mean, like, to me, like, the foreplay, like, there's a line, like, you know, foreplay includes, like, having clothes on. You don't have to have clothes on for foreplay, but, like, stuff you do with your clothes on tends to be foreplay. Mm. Like, the stuff before oral like hand stuff includes like a lot, like making out and touching are a big part of it. But like then when you get into like, okay, you know how like you kind of do a little bit of like, oh, like maybe I'll suck your dick. Nope. Like, oh, like suck your dick. But like then you like get really in it. You're like, okay, I'm doing this. Like we're here and I'm doing this. Yeah. Like then you're like in the action, mm-hmm. and it's like this isn't foreplay anymore. So I don't know. I don't know what the line is.
Well, let's pick apart this thing that you sort of zoned in on at the very beginning about psychologically whether foreplay in a psychological sense counts for you or not in your, because for me, it very much counts. Like I think somebody talking dirty to me, like there's no physical contact whatsoever, but if you're creating an anticipation and if you are building sexual energy, you really only need words to do that. But I think there are a lot of people for whom physical contact is necessary for it to count as foreplay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't, but then like foreplay could be like days. Like if you're off on a business
Fuck
trip
yeah,
and you're texting.
Can be. Sorry. Oh.
But I don't know.
Legit, that's my mom calling.
Why is she? Is she in the chat? Doesn't she know that this is happening? Also, Mike, it's our fourth birthday. Yeah. You have to know to mute your phone by now.
Well, I didn't realize that she would be calling over Facebook Live, Facebook Messenger.
Irrelevant. You should know that by now. 4 years, Mike. We've been doing this for 4 years.
Oh, sorry.
No wonder we haven't written a book about how to do a podcast yet. You need to be doing it for 10 years, I guess. It's weird. I don't know. I was trying to think, like, the closest thing to me is, like, if you're on, like, Scruff and you're, like, talking about all the shit, like, the dirty shit you want to do to each other, like, I don't know. No, I don't think I include that. Mm. It's, like, just getting you revved up. I guess that's what foreplay is, though, technically. I don't know. I don't know what foreplay is anymore after researching this.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm sorry, Mom, I don't know how to pipe you in, or I would. There's so many buttons to click. We're live. So according to a survey on, are you going to do Gata later?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but you can tell the survey. I doubt we have.
According to a survey on heterosexual couples about duration of sexual intercourse and foreplay.
Oh fuck! Literally exactly. Oh,
okay. Well then, I'll wait.
Mike.
So
4 years taking my Gata segment on.
Sorry. I mean. Maybe we've grown up. Maybe we've moved into this new phase of maturity.
Oh my God, have we grown past? I'm going to bring the history next time.
Yeah. So what are we?
I saw that face. Yeah.
I think foreplay is super difficult to pin down as an idea. I think it means different things to different people. It probably means different things even depending on your gender and sexuality. And it's interesting, like if you're a side, even isn't foreplay mostly the thing? Like
Yeah, this foreplay reminds me of in the same zone as when we talked virginity, like these hard and fast constructs that we have of what sex means. And it's like when you start to break down, like, again, that's also very penile centric. Yeah. It's very it can only mean one thing and it happens once and it kind of precludes everything else from counting. This feels to me like in that zone of, I get we're humans and we like to categorize things and fit things into buckets, but it also feels like one of those things that we then start to put in so strict of a bucket of what it is that it starts to be bad. Like it starts to negatively influence the way we think about things.
Yeah.
Cause like no one is like, this has concluded the foreplay portion of our encounter. We will now move on to the sex portion. Bonk, you know, like that's just not how it
works. Absolutely. There's also a certain amount of like what's foreplay and what's just intimacy.
Wow, that got deep.
Thanks, Kyle.
Just like my foreplay. what's foreplay and what's just part of regular intimacy?
Yeah, yeah. At what point is like cuddling? When does that become foreplay? Because like you can definitely cuddle as foreplay, and you can definitely cuddle just because you like it. And
it's like your entire relationship could be building towards sex. So like it could be like years in the years of foreplay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's also a good point. Like you mentioned side, I think if you don't have oral sex, gay men, when they hook up, tend to have less anal sex than people think they do. Like a lot of times masturbation or oral is like the thing you do when you hook up. So yeah, I think the idea of foreplay kind of diminishes both sides and, you know, the common kind of hooking up that we have. Cause it like just kind of says, yeah, it's like, that's just, I don't know. It kind of, yeah. Diminishes is the best way I can describe
yeah.
it.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Well, hey, we've stalled long enough. I'm sure that the listeners have strong opinions about what's happening here. Ooh. Dan, hit us.
And fucking Dan will select number.
Oh my god,
number of them.
There's like, if I read them all, we'd be here for hours.
Great.
People have
that's my foreplay.
Lots of opinions, varying opinions. Gary Bearden, who we met.
Is he singing us the happy birthday song? Happy birthday.
he said simply cuddling.
Yeah.
That counts as for him. Alan James says, trying to gauge how weirded out they're having someone play with their feet, then hopefully a good fucking time with them.
Okay. I love that.
Joe Dolak, I might be pronouncing that wrong, said foreplay is spitting on my ass before they use my hole, which I like that one.
Is that your alias? Are you just pretending that's your pen name for Facebook?
Well, I was working on it, you know, trying to think of like, what's a good definition of foreplay? I'm like, I think it's after you step into the bathroom and it's the walking over to the urinal and then before you get on your knees, that's all foreplay.
Great. Sure.
Yeah. Noah David Stein says anything that moves from passive intimacy into active intimacy, which I think begs further definitions of what's passive and what's active.
Mm-hmm.
Ebert, I'm so sorry.
Oh, dude, you can't get a name right? Why don't you just read it and move on?
Ebert Angel Morales said, kissing, sucking, verbal worship, and striptease. I liked verbal worship. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Oh, that was a phrase? Like yeah. Verbal yeah. Worship?
Verbal worship. Yeah. Yeah. Steven Smalt says, I don't foreplay during hookups. I'm not there to exchange pie recipes. I'm just trying to fuck and be done, period.
Okay, great.
And then...
So maybe a bisexual. If you don't like pie, then...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then WoW player extraordinaire, Donna Elizabeth mm-hmm. Sugars. I didn't know that Donna Sugars had a middle name, but Donna Elizabeth Sugars says... So by Kyle's unusual definition, everything is sex. So that hot guy at the grocery store who smiled at me had sex with me today. Nice.
maybe. I don't know what you count. Maybe you're an extreme side where smiles, you're only into smiles. Oh, God. I don't know.
And then there's the late breaking. We have a foreplay, not forearm. I'm your puppet. Fist me Elmo. And Gary wanted you to know that you did a good job imitating him.
Thank you. I've been practicing. The puppet thing, okay, not the Gary Bearden thing.
I think the idea of like having to have like foreplay before sex, like I think like I need to do something to like stretch out. So whether it's with you or without you, like I'm going to be doing this stuff.
Is that what that U2 song is about?
Myself? I can't fuck without you. Me singing to a butt plug. Yeah. I can't fuck. Okay. Since you mentioned it, should I talk about the study?
Talk about the study. Gata. Okay. It's time for Gata.
Here's some Gata, a segment that I do. And I only do.
Yep.
and this segment of Gata is going to be called How long is it? And this under is 10. Based on an article I... this is actually kind of... Oh, no, that's not true. This is based on an article in The Cut called How Long Should Sex Actually Last by Maureen O'Connor, which came out in 2015. She pointed out, so I don't have to, that data on the duration of non-hetero sex remains frustratingly behind the times. Another time reminding us that we mostly have data on straight people, and when we do have data on gay people, it's gay people and lesbians. But this is data on, yeah, unfortunately, straight people, because I could not find gay people. Just like in real life, I can't find gay people. Something that's tangentially related is that we talked about is the like evolution of what it means to have sex or what's included in sex. And I always find this so fascinating when things like this change over time. A couple things about how sex has evolved over time. Kinsey said in 1948 that 75% of men orgasmed within 2 minutes.
What? I mean, if I apply myself, maybe, but like...
if you work really hard. More recently in 2015, Rachel Hill, a sex researcher, I don't know if that's what she calls herself, but it's what I call her because she wrote a book on sex based on a lot of research she did. Sure. It's more, the average is closer to 5.4 to 7.5 minutes because, quote, it is no longer acceptable for the sex act to end before one party has even begun.
Oh, man.
But again, that's very like heterocentric. So our definition of what is sex and, you know, what should it be has evolved. Along with that, I think this is really interesting. The definition of premature ejaculation has evolved over time. In the past, it used to mean just when you come before your penis goes in the vagina.
Okay.
And then it evolved to be...
I mean, that's always... I always prematurely ejaculate now.
Every ejaculation I've ever had has been premature. That's what I'll say to my wife on our wedding day. Every ejaculation was premature until this moment. Later, it was defined as an orgasm earlier than you desire to be. And to me, that kind of stuff is so interesting that like we define premature ejaculation differently because our expectations of sex are so different. I think at some point, sexologists tried to define it in terms of the number of thrusts.
Oh, God.
And they had agreed that 8 to 15 thrusts, if you came like within then, like before then, it was premature ejaculation. And that later changed to the number of minutes. Like,
I just had the thought of this like this like graph with like a little dude climbing up a ladder and like each rung is a thrust and you've got to make it into the green zone.
Yeah, you got to make it to the next level before you move. Anyway, all that is to say, the idea and definition of sex and what we expect out of it always evolves. And society, I think it's always helpful to remind us things like attractiveness, things like what the right body type, things like sex. The idea of what is good sex is defined by society. They are not innate things in the world. And I think it's sometimes... You know, we think that attractiveness always has been and will always be this kind of person, but it's not. It changes over time. So that it's socially constructed is what I'm trying to get at. So I will now tell you the actual data. This is 2012 data from the University of Brunswick. They surveyed straight people. What was that noise?
I associate it with bowling for some reason. Go ahead.
And that really turns you on. Is bowling foreplay? Discuss in the chat room.
Yes, of course it is.
Ew, I fucking hate bowling. It's so awkward. Like, anytime you roll the ball down, it doesn't matter if it's a strike. I mean, you can kind of be like, my reaction is going to be yay. But like any other thing, it's like so awkward. Like, what do? You're like, you turn around and you're like, okay. And then you like plop back to your seat. It's just so awkward. It makes me so uncomfortable. Hmm. Foreplay.
Great, yes. Focus.
Focus, Mike. The average amount of time of foreplay between straight couples was 11 to 13 minutes.
Okay.
That is based on them timing their actual like sex. The amount of time of having sex between those straight couples was 7 to 8 minutes.
Okay. All right.
So I think we have in our mind, or based on porn, we have in our minds that there is this like sex needs to be this really long thing and you have to be like go for a certain amount of time. But like sex on average is like much shorter than what we try to make it out to be or pretend like we do or anything. It's interesting because in terms of foreplay, each both male and female people, weirdest way to say that, reported wanting double the amount of foreplay than they had. Women wanted they wanted double the total amount of like foreplay and sex. Women wanted 8 more minutes of foreplay. Men wanted 5 more minutes of foreplay. So the question that the article then talks about is, okay, you know, penetrative sex, like there's a certain amount of time you can last or what have you. Like there's some external or some factors that you can't always control. Foreplay is pretty a controllable thing. If you want to have more, like do more foreplay, why don't people just do it? And that's the question I want to ask you, Mike. Well, both like, we'll start with how, like what those times sound like to you. And then talk about like the amount of time for foreplay.
Okay. So amount of time, that's hard to answer. That's really hard to answer.
I agree. Like, but just overall, like foreplay of 11 to 13 minutes for straight people. Do you think that would be the same for gay people?
I would expect it to be shorter for gay people in general, but then I would want to exclude myself from that generalization because of all of the ways that we talk about on the show that like I feel like my sex is different. Like if I could have foreplay for 2 hours and then have him go home, I would be super happy. I love the faces you're making. It's fantastic.
That's the worst parts about sex.
It's not. It is okay. Not. It is absolutely not.
Kyle, we're failing, Mike, I think. I feel like that means we're failing.
Why? Oh, because we haven't fixed him?
Yeah.
No, Mike, I actually think this idea that gay men, like, it's because, like, or I guess I'll ask you, what are the ideas you have in your mind that make it feel like you are different than everyone else?
I have a very, like, get in, fuck, come, get out, go home image of men in general, and then you take a gay scenario where it's two men, and so it's therefore doubly so that there it's not about communication or interest, intimacy or connection, that it's transactional, and it's like let's get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, and that's it. And that
only if you do it.
Well, and so that whole paradigm, at least from my perspective, precludes the idea of foreplay being important or something that you want to focus on or try to incorporate. It's superfluous at that point.
I mean, two things. One, I think like this idea that hookups are the only way that gay people have sex is definitely the stereotype, but not true. Like I think that's part of the like hypersexualization of gay men. Like even if we do either have more sex or are more sexual or whatever, I forget if we've talked about date on that. Like there are still gay men in relationships. Gay men are still, you know, similar in a lot of ways to straight men in that, like, you know, it's not that all of a sudden gay men are going to have 2 minute sex, like on average. Like, I just think, all those stereotypes that we've built up are amped up for gay people, and the expectations of what sex is going to be amped up. And part of it is, yeah, like it's just like quick, rough, just for sex and just for, you know, orgasm and get out. And I just don't think that's true. I think things are not to the extreme that you do.
That makes sense.
Also, you got to stretch out your butthole.
Yeah, you do. I mean, some of us more than others.
Some more than others.
I also wanted to add, I think that there's a connection that I can't quite make but it's foreplay as it relates to delayed gratification. Like, edging is a thing because it increases the power of your orgasm when you finally have it, right? That it makes it the anticipation and the building up of energy. Like, when you finally let yourself come, it's super intense. And you have to delay that gratification in order to make it happen. And foreplay feels like a really fun way to create that for both people that are involved. And I think, though, that, like, there are a lot of humans, marketing would lead me to believe a lot of humans are real bad at delaying gratification for fucking anything. Right. And maybe they don't even know that their orgasm can be better because they've never actually tried to delay it or enjoy the journey as opposed to the destination.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the idea is that men are always immediately ready for sex, no matter what. And that is not the case for me, but often with foreplay, like making out, doing like things like, once you start to do some of those things, then generally I'll become down. So like, I think in spite of what I'm saying, mostly jokes, foreplay is important to like get me there and get me in the mood.
And I know that Dan is in charge of the comments, but Donna Sugar said, so the real question, Mike Johnson, how long do you want me to blow you before you plow me behind the lows? It's the best question I've ever been asked. And I'm just going to not answer it and turn red.
Doing very good. Okay. Some of the things, so why don't we just do more foreplay if we want more foreplay? I'll read some of the answers that they had, and I think some of them are insightful. First, one of the men that was involved in one of the studies, why don't we just do more foreplay? We're stupid.
Great.
Interestingly, the next reason was people are poor communicators. Yeah. I would suggest that the guy that just said stupidity was a poor communicator as well. But people are bad at communicating like what they want out of foreplay. Also, it'd be really weird to be like, can we keep this foreplay going? I don't know. You'd have to like come up with better ways to do it than that, at least for me. There's the time dilation effect where you're like, man, we've been going at it for so long and it's still the same time as when you started. There's the idea that maybe people just reported wanting to have like do foreplay more. Do foreplay doesn't sound like a good verb. Is there
foreplaying like, sounds worse, but
foreplaying? Yeah, I don't know. There's an idea that maybe they think they're supposed to say that they want more foreplay and they really don't, because we're supposed to say, you know, anything about sex, we're supposed to say that we want it more.
That's true. I think we're acculturated to say that, yes, of course I want more foreplay. Like that's the, mm-hmm. the other answer is wrong. Like, what does it say about you if you say, nope, terrible idea.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, it's interesting that both the men and the women in this study said they wanted more foreplay. The idea would be men would not want more foreplay because they just want to get to the banging. So I actually think even
more play. Somebody commented more play.
I love that. You've unlocked the secret joke that you're now a co-host.
Yep.
Welcome aboard,
Alan James.
Yeah, I think the idea that both women and men wanted more play mm-hmm. Already defies the stereotype of foreplay. Lastly, the one that I thought was most interesting, back to our sex researcher friend Rachel Hill, she said a possible reason is the myth that sex is, quote, more special, more significant, a source of greater thrills and more perfect pleasure than any other activity humans engage in. And I had to read that a couple of times because I was and I realized how true that is, that we place sex on such a high shelf, high level of importance to relationships, to life. We consider that like, this is the best feeling ever. We like, you know, when we're teenagers, all we talk about is having it. And it's just like, you know, we talk about gay men as the only thing we do or care about. It's just like, we consider it so important. I actually think this goes back to the comment you were talking about of like, you know, what is foreplay versus just relationship intimacy? There's so many things that feel really great and gratifying. Yes, sex is awesome, but like maybe not to the degree to which we play it up yeah. and make it feel like it has to be the most amazing thing.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. You got on Gaeta?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm done with Gaeta for now.
Okay. In which case, before I do my next little segment here, we have an announcement.
Announcement.
Yeah. Oh wait. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Go to the listeners first.
Do you even care what our listeners?
Oh well, sometimes.
Someone said more play, and there can't be any better comments. So I don't know what we want out of it.
Mike already stole that I was going to share the comment from Donna Victoria Elizabeth Sugars. Nathaniel Steffel made a couple great comments. He wanted to do a shout out to the ace listeners out there.
Yeah.
Which obviously for calling something foreplay and like if foreplay is defined where the line of what when sex begins is, if you don't have sex but you still have intimacy, like yeah. He also mentioned that thrusts are probably easier to track now that Fitbits are around.
Well, there's no ass Fitbits.
Do you have to wear it on your dick? Like,
oh my God. Are there like cock ring Fitbits?
There are.
Okay. I didn't expect you to have such a definitive answer.
Is there an sure. app that shows you like on a map where you would be if you were fucking your way across America? Like, You made it from Seattle to Spokane today. Good job.
Instead of steps, you're like tracking your thrusts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeff Embleton said neither sex nor the equipment involved need to be very long things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was thoughtful. Justin Schrader said, usually when I have sex, I'm trying to get the balls closer to me, not throwing them away. Bowling can't be foreplay.
Great.
And on the subject of bowling, Chase Stanley said, bowling is very gay. It was the only sport I could play. I put my fingers into holes, sometimes with a little powder to keep things moving. And I did a little skip as I released the ball.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah, the little foot flourish at the end is pretty gay. Thanks, Dan and listeners. Should I make an announcement? As part of the celebration, we are putting a few more items of
merch.
So the new merch. Sure, yeah.
I'm so excited.
The new merch. I'm excited about this new merch. The new merch that we have is one fucking Dan made a spell cum shirt. And how would you write that down, you may ask out loud, I guess, because you're talking to yourself. It's really cute. It has both spellings, but you can kind of see the C-U-M and see the C-O-M-E. It's adorable. So go check it out. I'm not describing it very well. And then I also took a couple of the designs from Have a Nice Gay, the other podcast that Mike and I recently started. And one is the logo. If you've seen the podcast art, there's like the little envelope opening up and it says Have a Nice Gay in it. And then another design is these like fruit, and they're like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, like colored fruit. And then at the top or at the bottom, it says Have a Nice Gay. And they're available in lots of different colors. And I think those are super adorable. So you can go to gayishpodcast.com/merch and it will redirect you to our Shopify store.
Yep. Yep. The Have a Nice Gay with the fruit is actually our banner image on our Facebook group for Have a Nice Gay. But yeah, they're super great. I'm super excited about it. And the spell cum shirt, like, that's such an iconic joke for the show, and it's such a clever visual design to make it happen. I'm stoked for it.
Yeah,
can't wear it to work, gonna buy one anyway.
And see, we like added more safe for work merch, which is a rare doing for us. So. Are you ready for my next thing? No, you're doing a next
thing. Yeah, I'll do a thing. It doesn't have to be very long. So
So, just like Jeff Embleton says, it doesn't have to be very long.
Yeah. So I found an article that's called Five Golden Tips for Foreplay for Gay Men, which I thought maybe is going to be about pee-pee, but it's not. It just, they meant golden in like, it, there is in real good as opposed to urine. And all of this is on openmity.com or openmity.com, openmity.com, which is a really adorable brand as a couple of gay men married, and they have a bunch of like gay board games and merch and anyway, so they have this article, Five Golden Gay Foreplay Tips. Number one, be yourself but leave your inhibitions at the door. When it comes to foreplay, there's nothing off limits. The more that you are prepared to experiment, the more likely that you will hit his sweet spots. Go with what feels natural. Number two, feel his reaction. Be sure to, all sex is this way, but they're saying in foreplay, like pay attention to what your partner likes and doesn't like and what they're responding to and what they're not. Number three is hold back, which I think is speaking to that sort of delayed gratification thing that we were talking about a little bit ago. Start slow and slowly build. The slower, the better. Number four, keep it fair. You don't want to be setting a stopwatch, but keep the balance of pleasure between the partners. It's okay for the scales to be one-sided with one of you performing and the other receiving, but make sure that you get your share. And number five is hygiene and safety. Oral is best enjoyed on fresh out of the shower body parts.
Depends on who you are.
Okay, great. If you're having any sexual intercourse with a non-monogamous partner, always use protection. Great. The other thing that was on here was they were talking about the routine, like the progression, like how to keep it slow but build it. And the first step is the slow start. So you can set the tone by whispering in his ear something subtle and suggestive, like close your eyes and think about me.
Mike, what would you whisper in his ears?
I don't know. Mm. I just got embarrassed. That's funny.
That was a fun game we just played for our live audience.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would whisper, you're not doing it right because I can still breathe.
Okay, great. I mean, for some reason, when they talk about like whispering into somebody's ear, my brain always immediately goes to like, because we're at a party or at a bar. And I don't know why that's the case, but like that's where my brain always goes. And so then like at a crowded bar, to walk up behind whoever my partner is and to whisper like, I'm wearing a jockstrap for you. And just leaving it at that and like walking away, I think is a great start to building, because the idea is like, now we both know what I'm wearing underneath and that you're going to get to see it later or what. Like, it just that I think is a really great start. But like in the privacy of your own home, especially if you've been together for a while, if somebody came up to me and whispered in my ear, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? So, well, get away from me.
Especially if it's like, close your eyes and picture me. It's like, I could open my eyes and look at you. Like, I don't know. Whatever. That's fine. Do what you want.
The second step is the climb, which kiss.
It's the climb. Miley Cyrus.
Sure. Are you going to add that? Are you going to remember to add that to the Spotify?
We'll see.
I've been trying.
We'll see. There's a bunch of stuff on the last episode that I forgot.
I added a couple from the last episode. I don't know if I got them all, but I added a couple. I try. This was having a hard time getting to the step three, which is all I wanted to do in this segment, so I could watch you be annoyed. The second gay foreplay step of the climb, now that you've got him hard and horny, it's time to build up to some serious pleasure giving. Slowly start to kiss and lick down from the nipples toward the hard cock. He will anticipate that you are going to suck his meat, and the anticipation will drive him wild. I'm not going to read this whole thing, although some listeners will very much be into it.
It won't be me.
Step three is the WoW sex move, which is not has nothing to do with World of Warcraft, which is what my brain thought it was going to be when I first saw it. The WoW sex move. Yeah, there's some very sexy tips on here, and you should check it out if you're interested in that. And they actually have a foreplay game that they are hawking. I don't know these people. They have not asked for advertising. I just happened upon it doing research for this episode, and it looks like a fun little game of, like, cards that you would deal to come up with a, like, a plan to shake it up and make foreplay happen in an interesting way. And but it's specifically for gay men, and I want to buy it now and I don't know, jerk off to the idea that maybe somebody will do that to me someday. Okay.
Okay, how do you, during foreplay, indicate that you do not like something that is happening? Do you have a strategy?
So in the case of, like, something physically happening to me, my instinct is to just redirect, like, firmly but gently, like, if he's doing something with his mouth, grab his head and move it somewhere else. Like,
oh,
like a redirection in a physical way, right? Like,
I would not expect you to be a, like, grab a head and move it kind of person.
I mean, or like squirm so his head is somewhere else, but like, but really, I'm like, for my personal style, I'm perfectly ready and able to, like, move somebody, like. I don't know. Apparently, I'm the dom top of the three of us because you both look like I'm speaking another language.
Well, I just would not expect you. I could see if you said that you would say something. I would not expect you to physically move them. That's just surprising to me. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think that that's an easy way to provide feedback, right? It's hard to describe, but, like, there are ways in which you can use your body to say, do something else. And I think it would be a first go-to. And if they're stupid or don't get the point, or don't, like, if they're not picking up what you're putting down, then you'd have to say something. And usually that's also a redirection, but a verbal redirection of, like, do this other thing instead. Like, don't say, I don't like that, but say, like, hey, why don't you blow me instead? Or, like, you know.
You know what's really sexy? Yeah. When you never do that again.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How about you? You just
pretend you
wait. I knew that was going to be the answer because it's the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like most things, just pretend. I get this sometimes when people, like, start doing nipple stuff. I think I'll try to be very neutral, like, not give any response to it. I guess that is a true reflection of how I'm feeling. Like, this is doing nothing, but you know, yeah, I don't know.
It's so interesting. Like, I would think it would be common enough knowledge that sometimes people's nipples are dead, that even if you're into that kind of thing, you would understand that's just not for Kyle. It is for Mike.
Yeah. Well, based listening to this podcast, it's a common thing.
Yeah.
Common knowledge. Should we? Oh.
Yeah.
Was that it? Do you want feedback from the audience?
Yeah, feedback from the audience on that crazy article.
So I may have gotten distracted looking at the article.
Yeah.
Because I thought I heard you say that the website was run by a gay couple.
Yeah.
No, it's run by a straight couple. And that article's written by a straight woman.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Her name is Aggie. Married to Charles, mother of two. I work in finance, but currently I'm on maternity leave.
All right. Well, then instead, don't go there, everybody. Sorry, I fucked it up. Instead, you should go to the dude that we just featured, or we're going to feature tomorrow on Have a Nice Gay. He and his husband own a t-shirt shop, and they have adorable queer t-shirts. Sorry.
Is that Pride Apparel?
No, Buzz. Shit, I'm the worst person ever. I don't remember the name of the website.
Listen to Have a Nice Gay tomorrow to find out.
Yeah. Don't put me on the spot like that. That's really sad. I thought that I had checked and made sure that that was a queer site. Interesting. Well, then don't go there. Those are terrible people. Their fucking card game is stupid. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
No wonder that advice didn't resonate with me. Yeah.
There was one quote in particular on the page that was like kind of cringy on that article. It says, gay foreplay requires much more skill and patience than the final act, anal penetration. So she's saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Anal sex doesn't take skill or patience. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's weird to try to compare anal sex to the foreplay of.
Interesting. All right, well, now I feel terrible. I feel like a bad person. Happy birthday! Let's move on then.
No, sorry. I went because I was excited. It sounded interesting. This, I'd never heard of Open MIDI. And then I was like, why is the couple on the About Us, our story page, a heterosexual couple? And why is there a picture of a woman in a negligee as the blogger of this article? This is very confusing.
So weird. Okay.
No, Mike, this helps validate that we need Dan. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing for all.
Great.
Of us. It reminds us that we need him. Before we go to our last segment.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to make an announcement?
Yes,
Mike?
I would like to make an announcement, everyone. So here's the thing. Other than threesomes.
Here's the thing.
Other than threesomes, when we accidentally repeated a topic, I've been having a lot of personal anxiety about, like, when is it time for us to revisit topics? Because we definitely need to revisit some of the topics that we have gone over. So I'm announcing on the show today that we are starting a poll in our Facebook group momentarily. I'm busy now. Don't fucking try to do it now, live people. But I'm starting a poll of, out of our 220 episodes, which three should we repeat next? And we're committing over the next year to repeat those topics for you. So look through our catalog and do the figuring out what, like, which ones do you think that either we could have done better, or that maybe there's just obviously so much to that topic that we need to cover more of it, and vote. And then what we'll do is three times over the next year, we'll look at whatever's at the top of that list and we will do it. We're going to repeat it. So I'll put that poll up just as soon as we're done here in the Facebook group, and you can add your ideas if it hasn't been put on there yet. And out of what you see, vote for what you want to vote for. Vote for multiples if you want to. I'm super excited about it because I've been saying that we should repeat stuff for a long time, and we definitely want your feedback and participation in figuring that out. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And yay, we're not going to do threesomes a third time. Unless you vote for it.
That would actually be fair to do threesomes three times.
Okay, we'll do threesomes for
maybe we could get Ryan Scotes to come on and actually be an expert on. He's a researcher on threesomes.
Oh.
Who I believe you've quoted in the past, Kyle.
Probably. I've probably quoted most of the, like, sex researchers, because how many are there? I don't know.
I will also add, okay, before I post the poll, that please, honor system, nope, I'm going to be hardcore than that. If I see things on the list that aren't something that we've actually done in the past, I'm going to delete them. Like, it needs to be something to repeat. Don't put your ideas for new episodes on there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Great. Sorry, Kyle. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Bring us home.
I'm excited to see what y'all bring us home for foreplay.
Oh, I drank a bottle of champagne and I got drunk. That's the problem. This is going to be real fun.
Well, this is, I think, a good time. We're going to play a game.
Great. A game. Let's do it. Are we having foreplay now?
No. This is foreplay. Four-space play. This is a game where I'm going to give you two options. Mm-hmm. And for one of them, the answer is four. And you have to figure out which of the two for which the answer is four.
Okay.
So the two options, one is a gayer thing and one is a straighter thing. So it'll be interesting if you do get it right, which the gay thing or the straight thing, which one do you know better? So A, the number of current members of the Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Great.
Or B, the number of current members of KISS. Which one is 4?
B.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was as much of a trick question as it should have been, because in the Backstreet Boys, they got back together and there were 4 for a little bit, but now all 5 are back. I don't know if you knew that.
All right.
Great. Okay. Of the 4 lead actors in Will and Grace, this is the number of them who won an Emmy for their role. Or B, for the 4 lead actors in Seinfeld, the number that won an Emmy for their role.
B.
Incorrect. George Costanza did not win, and Jerry Seinfeld won for, he did not win for acting. He won for best comedy.
Great. Okay, so Kyle.
Mike.
How do I feel about Seinfeld? Do you know me well enough to know the answer to this question?
You love it. Next question. Yes, I know you hate it, which is why I picked it. Also, it worked out very well in this
question. I'm glad that you knew me well enough. And then I was like, he did this on purpose. I'm going to choose that one because it's probably the answer. So well done. This is a multi-layered onion-esque question.
Oh, I also knew that. I knew you thought that I knew that you don't like Seinfeld. I've figured out your overthinking answers to things, and I've anticipated that by more overthinking.
You have no idea how happy it makes me. Okay, please continue.
Next question. Yeah. The number of times Justin Timberlake has performed at the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
That's okay. A. Or B.
I give zero fucks about anything in that question so far. So go ahead.
Well, or B, the number of Super Bowl wins Joe Montana has.
I feel like Joe Montana was a bigger deal, but probably not because of the whole like 5-peat thing. But then was that basketball? I'm crazy. B.
Correct.
Yeah!
Joe Montana has 4 Super Bowl
so
wins.
Happy.
And Justin Timberlake has performed 3 times.
Okay. Yeah.
So
Janet Jackson's nipple make that go down? Does that one not count?
How many appearances has Janet Jackson's nipple made? Just a half. Next question. A is the number of members in the superhero group in which Chris Evans played Johnny Storm.
Okay.
There's a super group where Chris Evans played Johnny Storm and the number of members in that group. Mm-hmm. Or the number of films where Pierce Brosnan has played 007.
Hey, it's Fantastic Four.
Incorrect. There are more than 4 members of the Fantastic Four. There are the 4 core gang, but other members include Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Black Panther, other people.
It's fucking stupid, and comic books are stupid, and the movies are stupid, and anybody who likes them is stupid. There.
Oh, taking a harsh
no, I don't mean
harsh
that.
Position against this for some unknown reason. Okay, next one. The number of Grammys Kelly Clarkson plus Britney Spears has won.
Okay.
Or B, the number of Grammys Tupac has.
B.
Incorrect. Tupac has never won a Grammy.
Oh, he's not gonna.
Whereas
also he's dead, so he has nothing.
Well,
no.
He has whatever's left of his body.
And Scottish listener Alan Kelly James Clarkson once again wins our comment thread. Fantastic foreplay.
Kelly Clarkson has 3 Grammys. Britney Spears has 1 Grammy, obviously for Toxic.
Obviously.
Last question. Mike, in the last episode, I talked about LGBT Republicans.
How many times did I say fuck?
That's in no episode would that be under.
People were legit concerned for my blood pressure after that episode.
And they were correct. Okay, I talked about Republican LGBT Congress people. Either A, how many Republican Congress people were out or were outed when they were alive due to a sex scandal, and how many versus B, the number that were out or outed when they were alive not due to a sex scandal.
This is a trick question.
Is it?
The answer to both is 4. Because I remember you said that there were 8 of them.
I also added the caveat, while not alive, the first one was outed when after he was dead, so erase him. So that does mean one of them is a correct answer.
Then I don't fucking that know. Fuck step- you. Happy birthday! No, I... A. I'll say A.
No, it is B. Great. There are more people that were outed due to a sex scandal. Due to not having a sex scandal. Surprisingly, more out gay Republicans without a sex scandal than with... Yay, we did it, guys.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
That is 4 play.
Yay. Did we do all the, I think we did all the things, didn't we?
Yeah. I think we talked some if don't make us repeat 4 play. Yeah. Don't put that
at least not so soon.
Yeah. I think that's all for 4 play.
All right, do you want to take a break and whisper sweet nothings into each other's ear holes?
Let's take a 4 play break.
Let's take a break.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
So are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
We are going to do our gayest
We're
going
to do our gayest and straightest, but first get your gayest and straightest in, everybody, please, because we want Dan to pick one out so that he can add that to the list.
Yeah.
Did you have something, Kyle? You looked like you were ready to go. Okay.
Well, we usually take a shot during the break, and we didn't because we're virtual.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to take a swig of from my bottle of wine as a special more celebration. Champagne.
Yeah, we usually take shots. Sorry. We'll do it next time. Next time we'll take 2 shots. Somebody remind us cuz we'll forget.
Oh.
But
yeah, we'll totally remember that next live stream we have.
And something that I think is a pretty funny little pun, we're going to do the Patreon segment right after the show. And if you're with us live, you'll get to see that for free, which is great. But Dan is going to talk to us about aftercare. Aftercare after the show. I love it. Yeah, and our website is gayishpodcast.com. It's right there on the screen. I see it.
We are on lots of social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, at Gayish Podcast. And you'll notice our Facebook group that Mike mentioned where we're going to post the poll of which episode you want to repeat. That is, you look for the Gayish Community is the name of that.
Yep. Our hotline, you can send us text messages or leave us voicemails. It's 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
And our email is gayishpodcast@gmail.com.
And our physical mailing address is Post Office Box 19882, Seattle, Washington, 98109. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Mike.
People sent us stuff for our birthday.
Ooh, what
Are you
is
ready?
It? Yeah, Matt, I can't be there to, like, open gifts.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
Oh, there's several things.
Well, first is from me. Which I did not wrap, but I should have wrapped, but I got us stuff for our birthday. And, okay, tomorrow is Easter. Do we know that? Did we care? Nope. All the religious people stopped listening after the Republicans episode. but in honor of Easter, I got us all new ears. So for me, new headphones, mostly because you bitched about mine bleeding through into the microphone sometimes when it's too loud.
You like the volume really loud, so yep. Hear it on the track.
Second, for bunny ears, these are for Dan. Bunny ears with the mask attached to them. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was going to make us wear all of these too, but and last but not least, actually both of these I had help picking out. I'll talk to you about it off pod. But in honor of Bob's Burgers, I got you some Louise ears. It's a Louise hat. Yeah, I'm so happy for the face that you're making right now. I can't. But it's got the like the hangy down things that you can wear
on
your head. I won't put them on right now. But yeah, you got Louise ears.
My SAT scores went up because of that hat. That's a line from.
Okay, happy birthday, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. I'm so excited about that, more than I'm excited about us closing the show. I'm so sorry, everybody. Now all I can think about is Louise Bunny ears.
We got this lovely bag. It's all wrapped. It's from Matthew C.
Your brother.
In this little blue pouch, there's a book to talk about on Have a Nice Gay. Do read it. I like it because it's a book you can open on any page and just start reading and you won't get lost. A great ADHD book, if I do say so myself. But yeah, there's a book in here, and it has really, I haven't like looked at it a ton, but I'll read it over with you the next time we get together to do our Have a Nice Gay stuff.
Oh, did he just give us free content for Have a Nice Gay, so I have to do less prep work? That's the greatest gift of all.
This book is Gay by Juno Dawson.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's so adorable.
And then, oh God, this is the one that I sent you guys pictures of in the Facebook thread. It's it says fragile and perishable, which that's...
I hope it didn't perish.
I hope it didn't perish, yeah. And I legit, you're seeing it, like...
Is it a bunny?
Oh God, okay, well. This is great content. This is great audio content, everyone.
Great audio. Yeah, if you're listening live, you can't skip ahead like you can on your podcast app. Sorry.
It's, it's for Mr. Sexy Mike Johnson and Gayish Family.
Okay. I'm family. That's fine. I don't care.
It's a white box that has the M&M's logo all over it. And it's sealed up like Fort Knox.
I was today drinking coffee out of my mug that just said cum on it. And I love it so much. Thanks, Gypsy McStumbles. It's all the cum I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. It's a champagne bottle filled with M&M's.
Shit.
Ta-da.
I love that.
Happy birthday.
That's so cute. I'll have to break into that next time I'm over there.
Yeah, I'll make you take it home because it's carbs. I'm not doing keto this weekend, and so I can taste the color 7. It's pretty great. Okay, what are we doing now? We did the gifts. Gayest or straightest?
Thank you for the gifts. That's
nope.
So sweet.
Oh, that's right. Cake. We have cake. Oh. Fucking Dan made us a cake. So fucking Dan is a baker, caker, doer, decorator. And for our Dungeons and Dragons group, even once he made a cake in the shape of a dragon. It was great.
We just moved on to our next campaign for our D&D group. I created a new character, and I'm very excited. I'm playing a non-binary character named Doctor. It's a fun new character to try out and play with, like, pronouns and stuff.
Yeah. All right, Dan. What you got?
It's all you, Dan.
All right. So Daddy challenged me for a month to make a cake every day.
Ooh.
So I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm going to make a cake for our 4th birthday. And so this is Mike and Kyle wanted white cake because they're basic. And so this is the cake I made.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Is it backwards? Does it look
looks
backwards?
Great. It's
it looks
perfect.
Oh, right ways. Holy shit, that's so good.
Is that
good.
Fondant?
Oh my God, and the tie
modeling
goes...
chocolate.
Modeling chocolate.
Yeah, and the tie goes down the side? Yeah. Holy shit, Dan.
Wow, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, and I dyed the pastry cream so it's like rainbow pastry cream, so when I cut into it at some point, it'll be like rainbow striped. But we can't enjoy it together, sadly.
You made it.
But I will.
You made it.
I will post pictures online.
You made it extra goatsy, didn't you?
It turns out the physics of, like, I literally split a piece of modeling chocolate down the middle, and then I kept having to stretch it more and more to get the logo. And I'm like, the physics of our logo actually don't make sense, it turns out. But...
Are you correcting our logo now? Correction.
And then I had to, like, trim away some of the extra. Yeah. But anyway.
That's
yeah.
impressive. Thank you, Dan. That I'm wow.
You're welcome.
Looks fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I might drive out to your place tomorrow and get some of that before I go back on keto.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Awesome.
I mean, making a cake a day means that there's a lot of fucking cake in my house and I don't want to eat it.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
No, I've delivered four cakes in 2 days. So.
I'm pretty sure there are plenty of listeners that would like to eat your cake, Dan.
That's a different Patreon.
Yep. Gayest and straightest?
Yeah, gayest and straightest. I'll go first.
Sure.
So my gayest is I've been watching a lot of just YouTube videos of choreography to Billie Eilish songs.
Oh, sure.
Like, yeah. And it's a combination of just her and also just watching random choreography videos, I think is pretty gay. I found one that is incredible. It's there's like choreography on ice. So this guy like does both like skating. It's like ice dancing almost. If he's not gay, I'll eat my left nut. I'll eat your left nut. His name is Cordero Zuckerman, and he does this thing to bury a friend. It's like half of it is forwards and half of it he does it backwards, but then plays it backwards. So it's like, looks all creepy. It's very cool. And my straightest is I own steak seasoning. I own a seasoning for steak.
Great. oh man.
What about you, Mike?
Let's see. So the gayest thing about me this week is I went home and visited mom last night and we hung out and we just watched a bunch of musical shit on YouTube. It was super gay. Just like
any night with your mom is the gayest night I've had.
Yeah, it's true. Here's the magical world of Dear Evan Hansen and Cinderella. Anyway, it was great.
I'll add she's vaccinated. Is that what you said?
Yeah. And then the straightest thing about me this week is I just got my floors. Oh, shit. Fucking mic jumped out at me because I'm drunk. I'm getting wood floors put in this place, and they delivered all of the wood to do the floors. And we had to, there's this just like little Ukrainian dude who was going to haul all of it up the stairs by himself, and I'm like, listen, fucker, it's 6:30, I have D&D right now, like I'm going to help you. And he tried to stop me because liability or whatever. Anyway, I helped this guy pack like a fuck ton of cartons of wood up the stairs into my place. I really hurt myself. Jesus.
Bruise.
Oh my god. So it's like, yeah, anyway, it hurts, and it's beautiful colors, and it makes my otherwise translucent porcelain white skin look really gross. But yeah, I got a big old bruise injury from moving wood, which is pretty damn straight. Fucking Dan, what do we have from our listeners on the live stream?
I can't just choose one, because I'm polyamorous. Yep. So... I'm going to start with the one that was submitted at the very beginning of the show. Ooh. You get points for being right on top of things. Chase Stanley said, their straightest was finally unclogging their shower drain with a drain snake, and the gayest is watching the gayish live stream during Holy Week.
Aw, yay. Wait, are we doing this now?
Different kind of holy.
This is your new gayest, Kyle. Jesus. Jazz hands.
Jesus is sleeping right now. Shh.
Okay. Great. And then my second pick is from Tom Malam Jr., because I love to say his name and I'm probably saying it wrong, a Canadian listener. Straightest, moving my grandpa out of his house and lifting heavy things all day, which is pretty straight, pretty butch. Yep. Gayest, stealing the Village People live from Fire Island from my mother's teenage record collection. Maybe the gayest that's ever gayed on
Gayish. I was just going to say that I don't know that I've heard a gayer thing from either of us our entire 4 years.
Yeah, you are the champion, my friend.
we now retire this bit because we found the gayest thing ever.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's close this bitch up.
Hey, look, I got two more.
Oh, okay. Keep going then.
Two more.
Well, I thought Tom ended it. We're done. That's the
no,
we're
no, no, no. Oh, Kyle's gonna like the last one. I promise. Okay, great. I promise.
Okay.
Next one is from a listener who I want to get naked with, Jerome York, whose gayest is, I moved this week and one of the movers was freeballing in shorts and he caught me staring multiple times. Greatest, I've been to Lowe's no less than 5 times this week and I feel like I actually know my way around now.
Great.
Oh my god, that's so straight.
Great.
And finally, from Logan Benton, straightest, washing my car. Gayest, acting like I am Jessica Simpson in the Hardee's commercial.
Yeah, that's great.
I do want a burger.
All right, now.
Okay.
I almost Googled when I was coming up with questions for that thing. I almost Googled how many Grammys has Jessica Simpson won, and then I laughed to myself and stopped.
You could have added her to your combo.
Yeah, plus, yeah, might as well. She's won the same number as Tupac. Oh, I got sad. I made it sad. Okay.
All right, everybody. If you are interested in hearing the Patreon segment, we're going to be recording that in just a moment. Feel free to stick around for that. If you want to join the Zoom after party, you can find the information for that on our Facebook page or in the Gayish Agenda channel on our Discord server.
Facebook page or Facebook?
Not the page, because we don't want randos joining the Zoom, so we're not going to put it out in the like the general everything area. It'll be in our private Facebook group, Gayish Community, and then it'll be on our Discord server in the Gayish Agenda channel. Thank you to everybody for being on the live stream, participating, and having a grand old time. Really appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for joining us. Thank you for gifts. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for chatting. Thank you for contributions. Thank you for listening to us for 4 years. That's a lot for anyone to do anything.
Yeah.
So you could have graduated college by now, but you didn't.
And thanks. Thank you to you, Kyle. Thank you for doing this with me.
Oh.
I had no idea that we would make it this far, much less still care. And I
appreciate that, Mike. Okay, moving on. No, I guess I agree. I don't know what my expectations were, but the idea of having anyone care what you and I were talking about is still a little bit weird, but I appreciate it. And I appreciate you. Yeah. Fucking Dan, you haven't been here for 4 specific years, but it feels like you have. And I think that's a good thing. I think that was a compliment, but we appreciate you for being, it's probably felt like more than 4 years to you, but we appreciate you for being with us.
Yeah. How about our Gap Bridgers? You got those ready? No?
Thank you to... Yes, I do. Thank you to Cian and Javi. Thank you to Chris Cacciatorian.
Yep.
Thank you to...
Jerome York.
Jerome York. Thank you to... Tipsy McStumbles. Thank you to Thomas B. Thank you to Farrell for something or rather. Thank you to End of List. Ew.
I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get Patreon to
In
tell
case
me.
You don't know, if you if you're a Gap Bridger for a year or more, then you're a super Gap Bridger and we'll say your name at the end. And I always remember to prepare the names so that I can say them. It's a true fact. I can digitally insert them in later.
I have it open. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah. Farrell.
Yeah.
What's the line again? Where do I draw the line? 6,
yeah.
12 yeah. times 50 is 600.
Yeah.
All right, Cian and Javi, Chris Cacciatorian, Jerome York, hello, Christopher Farrell, Tipsy McStumbles, and Thomas B. Yeah, I think you actually got them all.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Christopher. Yeah, so thank you all.
Great.
Wrap it up.
That's it. This has been Gayish from the Cian and Javi studio. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you.
See you next week.
Yeah, next 4 years.
Oh, God. We got to do this for 4 more years?
Fuck me. Maybe I'm out.